أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أخذ الله ميثاق بني إسرائيل. This is the next ruku and a new subject. The background to this is that up to now, from the beginning of the surah, يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوفوا بالعقود, and later on واذكروا نعمة الله. Allah was addressing the Muslims that you people must fulfill the pledges that you have made with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and remember the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon you, and by remembering them be obedient to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, don't be disobedient. So the address so far from the beginning of the surah was to the believers and what they have to do, the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, yeah, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. Allah is speaking of the nations of before, the Bani Israel particularly, that they were also, they also made pledges with the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam with Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And had they fulfilled those pledges which they had made, and it should have been kafara sayyi'at, or whatever errors, omissions, mistakes they might have made, they should have been forgiven for that, and Allah Ta'ala's favor should have come upon them. But in this ayat, as we will read in front, that they broke those promises, and because of that they became eligible, guilty, and Allah Ta'ala sent His punishment upon them. They had to suffer the consequences in this world also, and in the year after as well. So Allah Ta'ala is reminding the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to take a lesson and see that these people broke their pledges, and consequently what they had to suffer. You don't do the same thing. You observe, you take a lesson from here, and the pledges and agreement that you have made with Allah, and the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala which Allah reminds you about, appreciate those ni'mat and turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So we are so in this way this ummah is reminded, and also another great reminder is given to this ummah that these pledges that have been taken are not just being taken from you as this ummah, but from the ummah of before also. Just as roza is also a thing which is hard on the nafs, so Allah says, "Kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba 'alal ladina min qablikum," that rozas have been made farz upon you, but you are not singled out to keep rozas. The ummahs of before also kept rozas, and they even kept rozas of keeping quiet, not to speak. That is إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمَ فَلَنُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَّا, that I made I've kept a roza and I won't speak to anyone. So that roza, how difficult must be that roza, that the whole day the roza you don't speak to anyone. So you are this ummah is reminded, you are not singled out in any way, but the ummah of before also. And it isn't just that a duty that you have to do, but the great benefits that you get, Allah's great favors and great bounties which abound and which come to you after that. So consider all that. So that is the background of this ayat. In front we will read what pledges Allah Ta'ala had taken from the Bani Israel, how they broke these pledges, and what had happened to them. May Allah give us tawfiq that we take these lessons, and that we fulfill these pledges that we have made with Allah Ta'ala, and all Allah's ni'mat which are innumerable, countless which are upon us, that we think of that, and in that we make shukr to Allah, and we observe His commandments. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.